Welcome to episode 7 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Teresa Charis and Bianca Rose. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to everyone that's tuned in already on our Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook Live. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Before I even ask you guys any questions at all, I have to say happy belated birthday to Bianca.
I'm so old.
Hey, whoa, watch your mouth.
I'm outnumbered here. I'm gonna shut up.
Outnumbered here now. But happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. And shout out to everyone who wished me happy birthday as well.
Yes. What'd you do? Tell us. It was your dirty 30.
It was my dirty 30. Yes. So besides getting older and wiser, right. I actually just kept it kind of low key. I spent it with my mom and my sisters. We went out to a winery on Friday, and then I celebrated Nikita's birthday on Saturday. So I spent the day and a half with her.
Aww.
Slept all through Sunday and nice. Took the day off on Monday. Took myself shopping on Monday. So
yay.
Treated myself.
Exciting.
Well, in your honor. Welcome to the 30s club. I can't say that. I'm not in the 30s club anymore.
Welcome to the 30s club.
Thank you, Shari.
I'm on my way out, but
flirty and thriving.
Well, we're glad you had a good birthday, though. Yes. Glad you got to spoil yourself.
As one should.
But let's dive in. If anyone watches the show, you guys already know that we always start with our highs and lows. Of course, we're going to start with our low first. I felt like I was rapping there for a second. We're going to start with our lows first. So I'll go first today. And my low, so last week I shared with y'all that my low was that work was working my nerves. Mm. Well, it has continued to do so to the point where my low this week was last Friday. I was about this close to wanting to quit my job.
What happened? Can you say what happened?
It's just a combination of all kinds of shit that are just happening at once. And it's like, just stop. Just give me a break. You know, but
yeah, it's just like all snowballing into
yes,
it. Like, it shouldn't be this big, but it is.
Right. It's compounding. A lot of little shit that just keeps piling up. And I finally just reached that point of like, okay, you broke me. Mm-hmm. But we're getting past that. But that was Milo for the week. Charis, what was yours?
I think it's something in the air because Milo has been like, I feel like today's only Wednesday and I've been at work for 2 days straight nonstop.
Yes.
It's wild. Like, it's just putting out fires all day. That's what I feel like. It's,
yeah.
I call it the mental institution, but...
Good.
Yeah. That's what it's like. Yeah. With no padded rooms, so just imagine.
So everything just really hurts more.
Everything just really hurts. Yeah. Work has been working my nerves.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Bianca? What's your low?
If y'all follow me on my personal accounts, I shared some screenshots of someone just really going in on me, just really berating and talking down on me. So that.
Yes you did.
Did not. Yeah. We'll talk about it more later in this episode because it has to do with some of the topics that we're covering today. But people are mean. Guys are mean.
People are assholes.
Yeah. I had to really show my growth, I guess, and hold myself back, but also kind of keep myself like whatever he's saying is not true. Like, you know, really hyping myself up while he's talking down on me. Mm. So that was really hard for me. But we're getting through it. We're going to laugh about it later, I promise you.
Yes. And now you're going to get talked about. So you're welcome, guy. All right, let's switch to a positive note. We're going to move on to our highs. For me, my high, because of how I was feeling with work, because it was a few days where I was just feeling it really, real tough. And then Friday was like, just everything was falling apart. And with that came my high. And that was the support that I actually got from my husband in this situation, because he really gets the type of feedback that I'm receptive to. And so he really was just like, remember who the fuck you are and what you have to offer. Like, don't lift that head up, keep it moving. Like, you know, go be you, do what you do best. And that was like, that's what I needed to hear in the moment. And so thank you, hubby.
I'm going to need him to record those pep talks and then just forward them to me whenever I'm having a bad day.
Sorry, what was your high?
My high was I actually just got to like really do some R&R this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Just really.
What's
just
that like? I'm just kidding.
You know, it's been a very long time since I was able to do that. I almost forgot what that felt like. But like, even I had to keep like talking myself into doing it. Like, knowing how bad I needed it, I just kept like, but this, but that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, nothing's going to get done if I don't get up. But I was just like, your body is telling you to just stop and rest and reset. So do what your body is telling you to do. So, yeah, I definitely got some R&R this weekend that I definitely needed. So that was definitely my high.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm glad you were able to get that because it has been a long time for you.
Yeah. Practice got canceled. It was just chill, me and the baby. So it was like, and she just was like, oh, play with my dollhouse, watch a movie. Yes, ma'am, please.
Yes, go have fun, baby girl. Yeah,
have fun. So it was quiet and chill. Everything I needed.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Real quickly, before Bianca gives us her high, if you have a high that you'd like to share with us from this week, make sure you guys put it in the chat wherever you are watching. So, B, what was your high?
My birthday. Duh. Thank you. No, I honestly spent like my actual birthday. I get birthday blues yearly. It's therapy's working through it. It's a hard thing for me to celebrate my birthday. So this was actually the first year where I was able to spend the day celebrating me, doing the things that make me happy. And I didn't shed a tear this year. So that growth in itself, like, that's a really big deal for me, actually.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. And I hope you got to do your friend dinner, like you mentioned from before.
I did. We kept it small because it was very last minute. Mm-hmm. Because again, I wasn't going to do anything at all. Right. So it all takes that one friend to say, hey, let's do something. And I'm like, okay. It just takes one person, guys. Like, really. Yeah. But it made all the difference. So it was good.
I'm so happy for you. All right. Well, last week, if you guys watched episode 6, we were in the midst of talking about dating and all things dating, but it really wasn't all things because we left on another cliffhanger. And we want to continue the conversation today. So we've got all kinds of topics. If you have questions or you guys have any topics that you guys want to talk about regarding dating, go ahead and put them in the chat and we'll make sure to discuss them with you guys. All right. So first things first, the first one I wanted to talk about is because I feel like this one was a game changer for the dating scene, and that is dating and social media. How do you guys either use it to your advantage, feel it might be a disadvantage? Like, what do you guys think about dating and social media now?
It can complicate things. It can make things easier. And when I say easier, I mean good and bad. Like, it could be easier to connect, or it could be easier to quickly fade out the dating scene, just because you are exposed to everything that they have posted and you're like, oh, well, I know what I need to know. I don't need to know anymore. Like, a lot of the time from my past experience is that whenever I quickly swap social media accounts, I basically am just gaining another follower or another friend request, and it quickly dwindles after that. So I feel like personally, social media can be a hit or miss. I just think there should be like that waiting period. I mean, that could be me. That's just me.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just very old school. Like, I don't know. Social media and dating for me is just not, they don't go together. I feel like, yeah, they just don't go together for me.
I agree with what Bianca said with it having like its pros and cons, right? Like, there's good things because things are easily accessible, or you can talk to each other, or what did you call it, Shari? A real relationship. Like,
yeah.
You can kind of, you know, have that extra banter that you might not have gotten a chance to have with like Reels and TikToks and that kind of stuff, right? But then there's also the easy access to everything and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like all of that immediate access type stuff kind of hinders a lot of relationships, because as soon as you see something you don't like, you're like, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
There's a million other options over here.
And for us women, I know that we are all natural FBI investigator people. So if it's not me, it's going to be one of my friends that are going to be sleuthing through that, through those profiles. They're going to know the person who I'm talking to. They're going to know the mother, what high school friends they were with. Like, you can find anything and everything on the internet. And that's what's scary. That's what's like, it again, hinders that building of the dating or potential relationship. It's just, it is accessible. Believe it or not, like, I still haven't even looked up the guy that I went on a date with like a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. I still haven't looked him up on social media, and it's
good.
I'm
job.
Fighting for my life to not do it, just because I'm just trying.
Yeah, good job.
I mean, the only thing I feel like, even with social media, like just in general social media, just feel like everything is so fake. Right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Nobody is putting their real problems, real life shit on social media. Everything is the good side to them. So it's like, even then, I feel like you're just wasting, you know, like being on social media and doing all that, and like going through someone's profile. You're never going to figure out much by looking at that anyway. You're going to see what they want you to see, all the good shit.
Yep. And I just want to point out on Instagram, Little Miss Nay commented saying, if we're dating, I don't want to be on their social media and will not accept them on mine, because I feel like people tend to use that as a form of communication, and it's not. Now, that's a really good point that she made out, which also leads me to my next question. Social media, what platforms are being used?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yep. Because Facebook, that's where I have all my family. Great.
Yeah,
Instagram, that's all my highlights. That's all my travel stuff. Snapchat, that's where all my secrets go. So it's kind of like, where are you placing yourself?
Right. Well, I mean, that's another thing that comes into play with social media too. It's like, what type of people are you and your partner? Are you the type of partner that, like Little Miss Nate, doesn't even want to see, doesn't want you to see? Or are you the type of partner that's like, what? Why the fuck you not adding me? What are you hiding, right? Are you the type of partner that's going to be like, cool if your man or woman is like real popular and very influencer-ish and gets comments and likes and, you know, things like that? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to be like the hater partner that's like, who is that? Why she put a heart emoji? You know what I mean? Like, it so much goes into play. So like, it does definitely complicate things. But I love that she talked about communication, because I'm like, a lot of times it highlights the lack of communication too. When you see somebody be one way in one place and different with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, can I point out that it'll also make me overthink that if we're not texting, but I see you active on social media, we're gonna have a problem. We're gonna have a problem.
Like, your priorities aren't straight.
Yes, again, accessible, and I know that you're making yourself accessible to right. other people.
Yes.
And so we're gonna have a problem.
Yes, it definitely complicates shit.
Now, before we move on, what about people who don't have social media? There are people who I've met like, hey, what's your handle? What do you want? Let's be friends. And they're like, I don't do social media.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? I honestly kind of respect it.
I was going to say, hats off to those people.
Yeah.
But are they really not on social media? Or are they just saying that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I feel like, I mean, we live in such a day and age where who's really not? And you do have those people who are like, yeah, I'm not on it, but they're on it. And they're just like lurkers. They're just looking at everything, but not necessarily commenting, liking, or posting anything. Like, I think everybody is on social media to an extent. But, you know, I just feel like, what if you're not, why aren't you? Kind of, like, it's too many.
I get hesitant on it. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, I know I have trust issues, but do you? No, I'm just kidding. There can't be two of us.
Ooh, Little Miss Nice said, wait. Yeah. Yeah, she said, wait, because dating and relationships are two different things. So, that's social media in relationship and social media on dating. I was going to say something, but I might jump ahead on myself because I have an opinion on social media and people who are in relationships that share social media accounts.
Oh, say it. Just say it.
Who cheated? Whose fault is it?
Whose fault is this? Really, every time I see it bothers me to my core.
I feel like it's a sign of one of the two of you is very controlling. Or I'm both of y'all. People,
these accounts are free. What are you doing? Why are we doing this? Yeah.
Because who runs the account then? Who's the manager? Is it the wife or is it the husband? Or is it the
always the wife, Bianca? It is always the wife.
What if I want to tag one and not the other? Now y'all both gonna ha-ha? You won't ha-ha at it. So if you see it first, you're not gonna react. And then I'm gonna feel personal about it.
You're both gonna ha-ha.
This is horrible.
Michelle on Instagram said the only person you should be popular with is a me. And Lil Miss Nay is coming back with the dating versus relationship thing. She said, in a relationship, I am all over it.
See, Lil Miss Nay, she's egging me on. She's like, say it, say it.
Just say it. Let it out. Let it loose.
One day, one of our podcast episodes, we're just going to have a series of hot takes. Like, what are y'all's thoughts?
You want to read that next one?
Yeah, I will. Little Miss Nay said, hold on, because some make money together, so it's easier. Same with accounts, so I can kind of understand it.
Mm. Is she an influencer? Just kidding.
You have a shared account. Because I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yes, if you're making money, great, wonderful. But I hope you guys have like other accounts that are separate too, maybe, if you're going to do that.
Shared accounts. I'm going to use this word and I hate this word, but shared accounts are so cringe. Like, they're just cringy as hell.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say that word.
I hate that word, but that's how I feel. Like, how I feel about that word is how I feel about that.
Oh, man.
Please just don't do it.
Now, let's be serious. Like, social media accounts, cringe. Bank accounts, that's your own personal business, babe.
Right. Yeah. We're just talking about social media.
Let's not get confused with the accounts.
Yeah. No, I just don't want to see a Facebook or an Instagram page with you two together on it. That's just horrible. And then they pick the most cheesiest picture possible of the two, like, of them. I think it's just horrible.
No, all the couple accounts that I see, they're all like the professional photography. So it's like those holiday pictures that they send, because that's the best ones they got. So
horrible.
I love it.
Oh, there's always a fucking leg getting kicked up somewhere. Like, just
the foot popping. Yes.
Just a mess.
And snap.
I love it. I love to hate it. It's great.
Oh, man. Yeah. Michelle said, imagine I'm DMing my friends funny videos and memes about my man, and then he sees it because we share an account. No, that's real. Especially,
that's, you know, a really good point.
She always be saying shit about him or her abusing him and stuff. Like, Bianca, I'm starting to believe it now. Yeah, that'd be funny. Go over there talking shit with your friends.
That's just horrible. Just don't do it, people. Just don't. Please, just don't.
No, though, I will say that, like, social media makes it real easy to ghost people, though. Blocked. Blocked.
Bro, we're going to talk about blocked, because let me tell you, that's exactly what I was doing. Blocking everybody.
Blocking everybody. But it's like, it's like a modern version of ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a big part of it, at least. Like, just disappear off the face of the planet.
See, am I just petty, though? Because I won't block you. I will let you know I am alive and well, baby. You're just going to watch off. I'm going to ignore you. Mm. So, I don't know. Blocking for, like, I'm old school. I'm not going to block you. You want to watch this? You're going to sit here and watch all this glory, baby.
I don't have anybody block like that. At least not, like, exes and stuff like that. But
mm-mm. You're going to watch all of it. The glow up is real, honey.
Baby, she's not lying.
That is so petty.
Honestly, I agree with her.
I will put that hat on.
I completely agree. I have like a handful of people that are blocked, mm-hmm. and that's just because like they came at me, like one of the guys this past week. But then if we're gonna go into the subject of ghosting, because we have to, right?
Yeah, we have
to. Being ghosted, it's so much easier to ghost someone because of social media. But I'm not going to block you. Baby, you're going to see all this.
Little Miss Nade said, not alive and well.
Alive and well, baby.
She's thriving, babe. You're going to watch this. They're watching us now. Hi.
We are alive and well. Oh, Lord. That's a good one. But speaking of ghosting, have you guys ever been ghosted before? Look at me, I was like nodding. She's like, yes.
I've been on both ends.
Oh.
Yes. And because I just shared this story with some coworkers last week about this guy that ghosted me after like less than 2 months. We went out on like a couple dates and then completely ghosted me. He said that his sister-in-law died and he was going through something. And I believed him. I hope it's true, because that's a shitty excuse to use if it's not.
Yeah.
But he's like, my sister-in-law died and I'm going through it. And I'm like, oh man, take all the time you need. I wasn't that serious. Damn, where'd you go? How long is the mourning process? I was so upset. So
how many days are you praying? No,
honestly, so because of that ghosting, I had no, I really liked this person. And so it really hurt that they ghosted me, and I needed some way to heal myself. And so I became the biggest New York sports fan hater, because he loved the New York like sports, the Yankees, the Jets. He was a huge New York sports team fan. And when he ghosted me, I was like, it was the World Series. It was like baseball season and the Yankees were going to the World Series. Obviously, this was a couple months ago, but they were like winning. They had a shot. And I'm like, I just really want the Yankees to go to the World Series and become so close to winning that they lose. And that would just bring me so much joy. And they did lose. Ugh, that healed something in me.
Oh my God.
The pettiness.
And same things for the Jets. Football season, I want you to come so close to winning. Get in the playoffs, babe. Go as far as you can go and then lose. That's going to give you so much joy.
Y'all are petty.
This, honestly, anytime that I see that some New York sports team fan loses a game, it just brings me joy. I'm like,
oh man.
My day's better.
Shelly said you gave them all.
And I'll do it again. Next season, baby.
Just more opportunities to go.
Oh, what about y'all? Have y'all ever been ghosted? How did you handle it?
think, I don't know if I've ever been like ghosted.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Because I feel like to get ghosted, you have to have wanted to talk to them still, right?
Possibly. See, then she talks about us being petty. That's her petty side.
I didn't want to talk to them either, so it just kind of worked out. Like we were both just not feeling it. I always joke around and tell my husband that he was trying to ghost me at the beginning because he was a hard man to get in touch with. I'm sure he was doing other things. We both were. But, like, you know, I always tell him all the time. I'm like, yeah, you tried to ghost me, but clearly that didn't work.
Clearly.
What about you, Shari?
No, I don't think I've ever truly been ghosted. I was really trying to think. No, they all love me.
Okay, but nothing hurt.
They all love me.
Damn, just me?
I had this guy, like, try to, like, attempt. And it wasn't necessarily, maybe it was. He tried, but then realized that was the wrong answer. But at that point, I was like already over it. Like, I was just like, oh, well, you're done. Next. Yeah. Like, next. So, yeah, I don't know necessarily if I got ghosted or he got ghosted at that point.
It was a mutual ghosting.
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
Yes. I don't like it when they do it to me. I feel comfortable when I do it to them.
Oh, I ghosted
not to, but
I ghosted somebody and then posted my gender reveal pictures.
Girl, the petty level is just up here today. Like, she's crying.
Petty all the time.
Oh man,
and it was so butthurt.
That's foul.
Because see, I'm one of those people. I'm not going to block you. I'm not going to unfollow you or make you unfollow me. I will ghost you. I'm alive and well. You're going to watch all of this. And you happen to see the picture because you was being nosy.
I don't understand why people ghost other people and then still continue to like check watch. In. Like, yeah, like if I put like that, you know, one of the guys ghosted me. He still watches all my stories. I'm like,
what is wrong with you?
What? You know what I call that? I call that a haunting because they just never leave.
Haunting.
They're ghosts. They just don't talk. They don't do anything. They were just being haunted by them.
Our watchers are highly enjoying this.
Yes, little Miss May, I did that. I posted my gender reveal photos. Yes, that happened.
I'm alive and well and pregnant. Yes. Oh, God, that's fucked up.
Here for it. Okay?
Oh, shit.
You know what? Yeah. And speaking of being the one who is doing the ghosting, once I do the ghosting or I've been ghosted, do y'all save any of their numbers?
Oh, I don't
save their contact information.
I don't really delete numbers from my phone. I don't delete numbers. I don't even know when you're calling me back, so I don't answer.
I don't delete any numbers either, but I do change their names. So I do have what I like to call the graveyard. Oh. So in my contacts list at the very bottom, you keep scrolling past Z, all those contacts who have either ghosted me or I ghosted them, they are all tombstones. I don't know who they are. They're little tombstones. It's my graveyard. I was like, oh, he's going to the graveyard.
Oh, God.
So anytime that a graveyard calls me or texts me, I won't know who it is, but I'm like, look who's trying to come back from the dead. I don't know. Somebody.
I am in tears right now.
That is epic.
It is. Oh, that deserves an applause. Good job, Bianca.
That's great.
Oh, and it's good to like also keep those numbers so that you don't fold, you know, and be like, oh, I know who this is. Like, they were really like, I want this one. Don't stand your ground because you won't know who it is. If your graveyard has enough tombstones, you won't know who it is.
Oh man. Jada got Dustin said she doesn't delete anything. Lil Ms. Nay said she doesn't save numbers. Don't and say now me. Everybody's dying with the whole graveyard thing. Follow me for more life tips. Her chair.
Follow me for more life tips.
Oh my God. The tears are real.
I got a graveyard. No. It is what it is.
I will never look at a tombstone the same.
Never. I don't think I can go to anyone's funeral again. I might just start laughing.
Oh, fuck. You should just go to someone's funeral and be like, well, let me change their contact name to tombstone. Because then too.
Oh, shit.
I'm done.
Like, you've already seen this cry once, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I have my ways of healing. What about y'all?
We laugh so we don't cry.
Do what works for you. That is epic.
Oh, fuck shit. Okay.
So, I don't know why.
Little Miss Nay said, okay, I obviously missed the drinks because this podcast is too good.
Believe it or not, I'm sober today. What about y'all?
I'm sober. Yeah,
I'm definitely sober today. I'm drinking water.
Water.
Yeah.
It was just the day. I think
it's been all
the frustration.
Therapy day.
Yes, it is therapy.
It truly is.
Oh, fucking shit. Okay. So going back to dating. there was a question, and Shari actually brought this up to us after our show last week, but she was like, we need to talk about love at first sight. Do you even believe in it?
Shari?
That is really hard to say. I mean, sure. I'll say yes.
Sure.
Sure.
How's sure?
Sure.
Wow. Jada Contessa said no. Oh, man.
No, see, it's difficult because I feel like I have experienced that. But I don't know if I could ever experience that again.
I'm over here like, bitch, woohoo. No, just kidding.
Don't be shy. Drop the name. Did they make it?
Use the fake.
Yeah.
Name. I'm just kidding.
Huh? What?
I'm just kidding.
Michelle said lust at first sight.
Oh, yes. That's very different.
That is very different. But I think when you know, you know. I feel like.
But know? How do you know if you've never even talked to them yet?
Okay, first, are we being literal about first sight?
Well, I mean, that's love at first sight. Like, you first meet them and you're
90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
That is my what's the word? Your show. Not really. I mean, like one of those shows that I watch, but I can't stand at the same time.
Your
like,
guilty pleasure?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you can always, to me, like, if we're talking about love at first sight, if it worked out and there you spend some time afterwards and you can reflect by saying, like, oh, that first time that I saw them, I knew that I wanted to pursue them. Great. That's what I think love at first sight, but that's when you're, like, looking back on it, not immediately.
So it's not an immediate feeling.
Yeah. With that being said, no, I don't believe in it.
That whole spiel for that.
Just I set that up.
Like, no, it's, you know, in the future. Like,
in the future, looking back at it.
It's that great. Shit ain't real.
It ain't real. I feel like I have some opinions today, obviously.
I got love this.
I feel like with love at first sight, like Michelle said, lust at first sight. I feel like if you feel something, it's either you're very infatuated with that person, or you're falling in love with a potential version, and potential is not real.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hashtag that. Potential's not real. That's delusion.
That's delusion. No, I actually agree with Bianca. Like, I don't think that love at first sight is a real thing. But I also feel like I have a very deep definition when it comes to love. Like, love is so much more than a lot of people, like the surface level type shit that people are like, oh my God, I love you. you know, it, agree with what Miss Shelley said, lust at first sight. You know what I mean? Like that I've definitely experienced. You know what I mean? Like that's easy. Or even like a good vibe at first sight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like love per se, I don't know, man.
Little Miss Nay said, see, sometimes my lady downstairs be the loudest one in the conversation. So yeah, lust, baby. And the Lulu gets you far. It does.
It does. Not always in the right direction, but, you know, it'll get you far. It'll get you far. Michelle is giving us some finger snaps over there,
too. Give us our finger snaps, babe.
Oh, man. So, Shari, why do you believe in love at first sight?
Okay, but going back to, like, what Bianca said, I think it's more of that.
Oh, like the looking back part.
It was more of the looking back, right? I think it's definitely more of that. But like you know, like you have this something, there's something there, right? Mm-hmm. And then later down the line you're like,
oh, okay, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Like more of that.
I get it.
Yeah.
Teresa, have you ever experienced love at first sight?
Oh no. No. I don't even really believe in it. So it's like lust, yes. I would jump your bones, yes.
Climb like a tree, baby.
Yes, climb like a tree, baby. But yeah, like all that stuff. Yeah, love. No, love is something special, and so I'm like, it can't be that easy.
Not that instant kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe in it out there, kudos to you. I mean, good luck with that. Let me know how it goes.
Come back. I'm not. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
like, if any of our viewers, yeah, what are y'all's opinions besides being delusional?
Being delusional and dated Countess's, no.
That's something you just build on.
Yeah, I agree. It takes some work to get to love. Like love, everybody thinks love is just a feeling.
Yeah.
And that is not it at all. Mm. Like at all.
Yeah, work.
It is. It can be. Or relationship. I won't say love is work. I'll say relationships are work. Because also, I say love is not enough either. Like you can love the shit out of somebody and not work out with them.
So, totally.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a question that I want to ask Bianca first. So Bianca, out of the three of us, is the only one that does not have children. So B, have you ever dated someone with kids? And what was that like for you not having kids?
Considering that my actual dating life is very minimal. Yeah, I just so happened to date one person who had a kid. I never met them though. Okay. I refuse to meet a child. I don't have one of my own. Do not put a child in that predicament. If it's fairly new, if it's, you know, getting, you know, to know each other still. I think I dated this person for like 2 months, I think. And I knew that that child existed. I respected that time that y'all had together. Great. I do not want to meet that child unless we know what we're doing, because I've been, you know, in the child situation where like the parents started dating and either the kids get forgotten about or just the kids don't like the person or that person doesn't like the kid. It's just too complex to be introduced in early stages of dating. So I think dating, if we're talking specifically dating, that's still getting to know one another. Don't bring a child into it. You have to be open and accepting that someone has a child and that that is going to be a factor at some point. But as far as dating, when y'all two are still establishing something, it's best to leave a child out of it until it's been, you know, exclusive and actually in a relationship. That's all.
Yeah. Shari, so you and I have kids. I had mine very early in life, so I don't have any single, no children experience with someone who has kids. But obviously, I have kids, so I'd be that person. And I've dated both people that have kids and people that don't. And a lot of times it was very different experiences because unlike you, Bianca, like I have to commend you for what you said as a single individual with no kids, because a lot of people that I have come across, you know, realize like they're more selfish than that, essentially. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking of the children, they're just like, I want to be there and it's about me and what I want to do and when I want to do it, you mm-hmm. know? And so that's really difficult with someone who doesn't really understand the kid dynamic. But then also dating someone with kids when you have kids is really hard too, because like time is of the essence. It is minimal, and you both got to understand that, or you have to get to a point where you become like a blended family, you mm-hmm. know? And so like you, I don't like to bring it in too early, but I also can't completely take you all the way seriously until I know my kids like you and that you guys mm-hmm. mesh well. So it's fucking complicated.
I mean, it's just as complicated as moving in together before or after you're married. And that's another mm-hmm. topic we can get into later on. It's yeah. having to go out of step to kind of paint that good picture, to get that good foundation.
Yeah. Shari, what's your experience been like dating with kids involved?
I mean, I've done it. I've dated people with children before I had children. And even with that, like I'm not the one that's like, let's rush into it, like meet kids and different things, you know, like that. But I'm, you know, just having that motherly intuition. It's like, no, mm-hmm. like let's take the time if this is gonna work, because I want to make sure, you know, before you involve children, that's what you should do. And like now that I have children, it's even more of a bigger thing for me. Like I don't even, like, story, my son knew my daughter's father beforehand. Like, mm-hmm. he was a part of his daycare. So he knew him. He was around him all the time. Like, he knew my family. And legitimately, my son didn't know family, didn't know, like, really meet him until a year into us dating. Like, but he knew him. Spent a mm-hmm. lot of time with him, like, prior right. to. But even just for that, like, it was just more on the, I don't want my son to see me, you know, in a situation and it doesn't work out. Like, I was never going to bring him into that too early, even given that he knew him. So you can never be too cautious with your children. Like, I knew, and I think I did wait it out a lot longer too, because I knew that they had a good relationship. I knew how they interacted with each other. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to get that preview of that. I already knew that it was mm-hmm. good and it would work, you know, that part would work out. So I think that made it a lot easier for me. But I do feel like, you know, yeah, dating, but even before you make it like exclusive and like, oh, okay, this is a relationship, this is what we're doing, like I do want to see the interaction with you and my child, because yeah. that is a big thing that plays a big part.
Yeah, and it makes breakups so much harder. So that's why I said what I said about Bianca, like commending her, because not a lot of people think about the children in that aspect, especially when they are the ones that don't have one.
Yeah.
And so like we wouldn't even fault you for not thinking that way. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you don't have a kid. Like, yeah, like it's not what you signed up for, essentially. But it makes breakups so much harder, because like, at least for me, like you learn to love these kids like they are your own. Like if they have a kid and they're bringing it into the situation. So you're not just breaking up with each other.
Yeah.
Everybody's breaking up. And it fucking sucks.
Definitely does.
Jaded Countessa is asking us a question in our Instagram chat. She said, do you think that is moms take that into account more than dating dads? Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think it's always the case.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not always the case.
It just depends on who you are
yeah.
and what you stand for and what you, you know, you want for yourself. Because I know some dads who don't play that either. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, you have some who want the next female that comes into her life to play mommy because they don't want to really be a parent. So yeah, sure. But I think we are in a time now where you have so many single dads and, you know, life is totally different. And I think they do see it from a different standpoint now. Some, not all, but I think same thing with women. You have women who rush it and want people to play stepdaddy off the bat. Like, no, we're not doing all of that either. So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah. Now, what about people who kind of use their kids as leverage, as like, oh, women find a supportive, active father very, you know, attractive, but they'll show pictures of their kids, but that's not really the case. Like I met someone who was like, oh, my son is my everything. Didn't see him ever. Mm-hmm. And it just was not as an active father as he made himself appear to be.
That's that social media thing we were talking about. Right? Like you paint this picture of who you are when that's really not who you are. So that's why I said like the whole social media thing, like trying to get to know somebody based on that doesn't mean anything because people do that. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you can't just fall for anything seeing pictures. Like that's the thing. Like I want to see you physically in your dad. I want to see you in dad mode. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there's nothing sexier than a man in dad mode.
Man.
Let me tell you, besides a man smelling good, like a dad, a man smelling good and a man being in dad mode is like, mm-hmm. okay, I see you. But truly in it, not just in it because you got your kids today mm-hmm. and you ain't seen them in 2 months, you know?
Right.
No, like that's this is a difference. Either, you know, day in, day out, 1 week on, 1 week, like fully there and present mm-hmm. in your kid's life.
Yeah. I mean, that facade to me, it irks me. Like, that shit really irks me, the people that use their kids as pawns to make themselves more popular. Yes, you do, Jada Contessa.
Yes, you do. You want
to be daddy mode, let me tell you. Hey, daddy. But, like, that shit really irks me. And to Shari's point, when we were answering Jada Contessa's question, like, believe it or not, I've seen that more in women in recent times than I have in men. Like I've come across a lot more men that are good, active fathers and that will do anything for their kids and go above and beyond. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for those of you guys who don't know, I have 3 children, 3 fathers. Because they're not just my baby daddies. They are my kids' fathers. And I am very, very blessed to have the quote unquote baby daddies that I have because they are amazing fathers. They are amazing fathers and they are very actively involved with their children and will always be. And I know that and I trust it. And, you know, we make everything fair. And so it's like, when I see that and I meet more men that are like that, it's just like, damn. And then I meet women that are like, you know, like, it's just, ugh.
Wild.
Now, in addition to building that relationship with that child, let's take into account the other parent involved. So when you're dating someone with a child, you have to also keep in mind that you're also going to be in some type of way dating that, you know, that mother of the child too. Like there has to be that communication too with that. I think it's not always like that, but I feel like that's mm-hmm. something to take into account, that when you date someone with kids, that person, that child's mother or that child's father is also going to be just as active and wanting to know what the relationship status is. Because that's their child too. They're just as protective.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. And rightfully so in a lot of situations. Because, you know, when they say kids are a package deal, they are not kidding. Like it's the whole kit and caboodle, let me tell you. But it really just depends on the maturity of the people involved. Like what is the priority? Are we putting our children first? You know, that is the only question anybody should be asking themselves. And so like both of my first two kids' dads, they are both married and have more children as well, as do I, right? Mm-hmm. I'm also married and have more children now. And so like we are legitimately like a blended family. Like I can pick up the phone and talk to them whenever I want. My husband and my son's dad text each other, talk to shit, you know, sports and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, when they come to visit in Texas, they are welcome in our home. And like, I feel like everybody should do that for their kids. But the reality is that not everybody's like that. And not everybody is mature enough on one side or the other, or sometimes both, to handle it that way. And that's when things really get ugly. Like, they get ugly real fast.
Definitely.
Shari's like, I got all kinds of feelings about
it. I got things. All kinds of
feelings. Well, share.
No, but I just think that like, yeah, of course, I think that is the best situation for everybody. But I do feel like, you know, you have people who, it's hard when you have people who aren't 100% involved in their children's lives, but then want to, you know, call the shots in what you're doing in your life. And it's like, look, respect the fact that I am this, in my case, like I am this child's mother, and I would never put this child in any type of harm or danger. Like I would never do that. And I would never put them in a space with someone I didn't believe that was good for them. Mm-hmm. You know? And so like people have to learn to respect that as well. If you're not, you know, fully active. And I mean, even if you are, like sometimes we don't see eye to eye as adults, just as people, right? Mm-hmm. Not as parents or, you know, of this other individual, but people just have to learn to respect each other's space and hope and pray that, you know, that it's, that you're making the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have to know that that person as their parent, they're not going to want to do, you know, cause your child no harm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, that's just tough because if you have someone who's not responsible and you don't trust their judgment, you know, like, but these are the things why you have to be careful when you're making those choices of having children and procreating with people. I always say that, like, mm-hmm. know who the hell you are procreating with, because, baby, you could put yourself in a whirlwind of trouble.
Through like, years of trouble. Years of trouble.
Yeah. But, like, take the time, take the time to date and get to know people and not their representative and their families and everything that comes with it. Because when you have a child, everybody plays a part. It takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody plays, like, you know, just because you and the dad are who you are doesn't mean that they're not going to pick up traits from other people and, mm-hmm. and generations. Like, get to know your person, their, you know, their families and everything else that it comes with. Because it's all a package deal at the end of the day.
And then to like Bianca's point, like if you're single and you're going to get into a situation with somebody with a kid, take your time, like Bianca, to get to know them first, but without the child involved. And then realize that once you meet the child, you're saying, I'm taking part in this situation, which mm-hmm. means the child's mother. It's like your partner's family. You know what I mean? Like with some people, you date them, you date their whole damn family. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing. Real quick, just want to catch us up on some comments before we end the show here. But Lil Miss Nay said, I love that because I beat my stepmother up as soon as I turned 18.
Girl, when I say dating a child, age of a child also matters because when my mom started dating her now husband, like my brother was like 10, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just about 10. So that's an influence on him. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, I'm like, Mom, I'm not calling him dad. And she's like, you're 25. I don't give a fuck. It's like, okay, well, maybe my age might not play a factor, but a 10-year-old might. So a child's age does come into play on how to approach dating someone with kids. So absolutely. I'll just end it on that.
Absolutely. Little Miss Nate also said blended families matter with heart emojis and actually considering the kids. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Michelle said the podcast told me I should date.
Don't tell your husband.
Yeah. Don't tell your husband.
Because I didn't say that.
I am not getting involved.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour. We don't want to get our IG folks cut off. So it is time to kind of wrap things up and say goodbye. Ladies, any shout outs before we go?
Shout out to my mom because it was my birthday and then it was her birthday. So she is a good ripe young age of doesn't matter. Happy birthday, Ma.
Michelle said he's not my Valentine, so
like I can't with her.
Tanisha son's about to be 18 next month, so she's good.
And Jada Countessa supports Michelle. My husband doesn't ask me to be his Valentine.
Man. Shari, any shout outs for you?
Just to everybody who joins us week to week. Like, yeah. You guys make this everything that it is, truly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to shout y'all out today because I needed a goddamn good laugh, and you guys gave me that. So thank you guys very much. For those of you guys who don't follow us on all platforms, because I'm sure you're following us where you're watching us right now, how can they find us? Where can they find us? Bianca, let them know.
Yeah, if you are not already or would like to share our podcast with your coworkers, teammates, classmates, whomever, you can follow us on our social medias. That's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast, or even our TikTok account at It's No Secret Podcast Zero. And if you are more of an audible person and you can't catch us live, you can always listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's No Secret Podcast.
Yes. I have to say what Jada Countessa just put in the IG chat. She said, threaten him with the graveyard. Oh, man.
Get that cemetery going, baby.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you again. Like Bianca said, follow, like, subscribe, share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes. And like the graveyard, ladies, it's no secret.
Bye.